Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, MUSIC, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code MUSIC. That's MUSIC, because without it,
no free stuff.
That's MUSIC at adamandeve.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Tuesday's edition. I hope everyone's having a great evening, great afternoon. There's a lot going on. We would bring in the rest of the world. We know we have people listen to us from around the world, but it is mostly local news. We do some world news when we have time, because there's a lot going on in the world. I mean, come on, Putin reelected in a landslide. I mean, you know, like we didn't know that was happening, but... Well, if anything else would have happened, it would have been a surprise. Let's just leave it at that. I love me some Putin. He's a crazy man. Then he plans on making his country whole again. That's what he says. Then, of course, we've got, Emperor Ping now. Well, I say Emperor Ping because he was reelected. Okay. The second term. Well, guess what they did? They did away with term limitations. So he's emperor. Yeah. Until the Communist Party gets disgusted with him, he's emperor. Yeah, China, you're backsliding a little bit, guys. I love y'all. And I think I got a lot of... Then he comes out and says that anybody trying to leave, such as Hong Kong or Taiwan, would be met with bloody resistance. Okay, Ping, watch it, buddy. Because the United States doesn't consider Taiwan a second country, but we won't let you go attack them either. Remember, we just gave them a bunch of Aegis cruisers. That's more advanced than almost anything in your damn Navy. It's just it's just a dangerous game you're playing here because... Trump isn't going to bow to you, Ping, and you already know that, or else you wouldn't be all over Korea's ass, because you know what's going to happen if you push him. So I know you're spouting rhetoric for your party and spouting rhetoric for your people, but you got to watch that, because we just signed a deal with Taiwan to run Navy ships up and through there all the time now. So, yeah, Trump isn't playing. He's not Obama. He's not scared of the world. He thinks America should be the number one power and we should lead by example. Obama wanted to go hide in his little closet and not lead. Trump wants to lead. Whether either one of them was a great leader, well, we already know Obama wasn't, and we're going to have to wait and see what Trump is. I mean, he leads his corporations fine, but that's not the world. Even though the majority of the world has now gone to the conservative side, you know, it's always funny to watch American politics. It pretty much dictates the way the world goes. Bush was in, most of the world was conservative. Bush got out, Obama got in. Within 4 years, most of the world, most of Europe had gone to liberal freakos, and a lot of the other world has. Now it's gotten so bad that, come on, Austria, I'm sorry, I got Amsterdam on the head for some reason. Austria has voted in a conservative leader. So did Switzerland. Guys, I don't even know the last time they had a conservative. I didn't even know they had conservatives in their country. That's how bad it is. When you got rampage crime and going across the Scandinavian countries, things are going to change. Well, pretty much all of them have changed now. They're moving for a stricter, stronger government, and it's a conservative government. They want rights for their people and not everybody else's people. It's the way it should be. Your people should come first. Immigrants are fine, and we should allow people into our country. But you know what? We should only allow immigrants in two ways. One, if they're going to help the country status. In other words, if they're college educated or have some type of field experiences or something that when they get into America, they're not going to become a burden. They're not going to get on welfare. They're not going to steal, rape, pillage, or any other damn thing. They're going to become respectable members of society. And we need lots of those kind of people to be brought into our country. Now, we also need to accept refugees in areas that are being downtrodden, destroyed, beaten, or otherwise putting people in a type of harm that they cannot escape without someone like us, without our help. And those are the kind of people we should let in. Other than that, like what Europe did was stupid. Why would you let a million refugees from the Middle East with three wars going on into your country? There's no way you thought you were just going to get all innocence. I mean, when I heard, you know, because I had a lot of respect for Merkel. I really liked Chancellor Merkel. Well, actually, she was head of the EU at the time. But I was thinking to myself, this is a woman who was brilliant, ran Germany's politics, brilliant, did great with our presidents, with two different presidents, did a great job with them. And somehow or another, she thought the populace wanted them to let a million refugees in from the Middle East. Now, half of these people have been war-torn. You had cowards fleeing from the wars that were trying to get away. You had families that were trying to get away. But you had people, cell members, infiltrating Europe all over the place. And, I mean, they're still having problems over there. It was a dumb move. And then to hear people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama say, oh, well, we should let in a million. Really? Did you not just see what happened in Europe? Were you not watching the same Europe we were watching? You just got to kind of wonder what the logic is. And they really did believe, especially Hillary Obama, they really did believe that that's what the people of this country wanted. It's not. Overwhelmingly, it's not. Look, America is built on refugees. We are the melting pot. And you're not even really a true American if you're still identifying yourself as, well, I'm Native American, or I'm African American, or I'm European American, or I'm this American. Well, no, you're not. Because real American is now pelleted in a melting pot. That's an American today. After 200 years, 300 years, we have become the great melting pot. That's what we are. Most people in this country will be mixed all over the place. As far as pure bloods, I don't even know what the hell that means anymore. You might go way deep down in Africa or South America. You know, they got that South American tribe that's never seen, they just seen their first drone, first airplane of any kind like 2 days ago. Yeah, it's like, whoa. It was actually a little longer back than that, but it was within the last year. It was just, you got to be kidding me. And there's other people like that. And, you know, maybe you go up to some of the Scandinavian countries where they still believe in, you know, whitey-tighty. But other than that, I'm not feeling it so much anymore, guys. The longer we live, the more we get, the more inbred we become. I mean, inbred, bad word. The more breeding, the more diverse we come as a society. What I mean by that is, you know, like me personally, last count, I was 7 or 9. Yeah, I'm a mutt. There ain't even no doubt. But I'm an American. Now, you won't hear myself, even though my last name is Montalvo, I could identify with Spanish or Italian. I don't. I'm an American. That's what I am. I don't even tell you I'm American of Italian descent because we've been living here for 200 something years. I can't even claim that. I'm just an American. You know, you got to wonder, because that's what liberals like to do. They like to divide and conquer. That's their way. But it doesn't work anymore because we're learning that most of this bullshit is just bullshit. And it's one of those things. And we're going to get into this in depth in quite a few areas tonight. One, first off, right off the bat. Oh, and congratulations, Ping. Congratulations, Putin. I know y'all both listen to this show, so I wanted to be sure I said congratulations. I don't want to end up like the spy guy, okay? I like you guys. I don't always necessarily agree with you, but I like you guys. Just say it. If you feel like you need to wipe some out, it's not going to be me. You know, there's lots of, you know, who's you can get rid of. But anyway, we're not giving any suggestions. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on from that. I'm sorry, Dean. I just couldn't. And it's, by the way, I keep hearing say Dean. His name is John Dean. One word, I just keep calling him Dean. But anyway, moving on from that. I love this one. Video. Tempers flare as California city opts out of state sanctuary law. Really? Get out of here. No way. Somebody in California is rebelling? Go Cali people. Well, you got to wonder, because even a lot of my friends there who are immigrants, legal immigrants, tell me they don't want the illegals there. They don't want the hell the government's doing. That's why more and more Hispanics voted conservative in this last election, like 36%. Come on. Trump broke records with Hispanics, with women, and with blacks in this election. And he repaid them all by giving them the lowest unemployment rate they've ever had in this country. All I ever hear from the left is Trump hates women. Trump hates blacks. Trump hates Hispanics. Really? Then why do they have the lowest unemployment rate ever? All of them. Why is wages going up across the board? Why is the economy booming? I don't know. I guess he hates everybody. I guess hate makes money. I'm not believing that. So I think you were wrong, liberals. I'm sorry. You were just wrong. Pretty much for the last 30 months, y'all have been, well, we won't get into the liberal conspiracies during the Obama administration, but for the last 30 months, y'all have been wrong about everything. And you attack this poor man nonstop. And every time somewhere down the line, it bites you in the ass. I love the media. Well, oh, no, they never wiretapped him, Obama. By the way, that's, you know, when Obama said he was never wiretapped, that's an impeachable offense. Of course, it was too close to the end of his term to worry about, but it was because he lied. And not the first time, but still, he lied outright. So here's the media, CNN, oh, Anderson Cooper. Oh, you know, President Trump's just a liar, man, and he's a dum-dum, and he's just a dum-dum, and that's all I can really say. And turn to find out the man was right. He was being wiretapped, illegally, from what we understand now. So, you know, it's every one of these conspiracies just turns out in his favor. I just, either the man's extremely lucky, or he's playing all of y'all. And I'm beginning to think the latter. I really think he knows a lot of this stuff, and he knows how y'all are going to react, so he sticks it out there. It's like the Mueller stuff over the weekend. The liberal media is going crazy. Why the GOP is not going to do it? Of course the GOP is not going to do it. Why would they say anything? They don't like Mueller. They can't stand the bastard. They think that what he's doing is a witch hunt, but they don't want to get involved in all that because they got re-elections coming up in a couple of months, and they don't want to get into all that stuff. So they're just going to let the president do it. Because the president's polling numbers are good and climbing. Even when it's ran and raven, they're still climbing because of things like the economy in North Korea. And North Korea has now told Ping that he wants to get rid of his nuclear program. His sister was out speaking about it. And then one of his generals actually let it slip. I mean, this is why it came out during a meeting with a Russian official. I mean, Chinese official. He was on the Xanadu News in China that they want to get rid of the nuclear program. And the reason why is not what everybody thought it was. One, it is the sanctions from Trump and the extra sanctions from China. When Trump got China to crack down on their fuel and food, North Korea knew he was in trouble. Kim was like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to starve my people out, and eventually it's going to be a revolution. He knows it. More so than that, though, he has got to clean up four or five different testing areas in his country, two of which we know have collapsed now and are leaking radiation. Far worse than Chernobyl or Fukushima. So this is all stuff that y'all will hear down the line, like you do. Joe always tells y'all stuff a year or two in advance, and y'all hear it, and you're like, oh, well, yeah, because it's obvious. But anyway, these are all things that are going to come out in all of this. And he does, because if he does it right, if Kim does it right and decides that he wants to be like South Korea or Taiwan and just become really good friends with the United States and let us put stuff there and feed him and clothe him, and give them a good economy, and they give away nuclear weapons, and we don't have to worry about them having nukes or even a military, then what the hell? And I'm pretty sure Kim Jong-un's going to give up the nukes, so anyway it goes, Trump's going to come out by midterm election. Trump's going to look like a hero in all forms and fashions. I keep hearing you liberals say, we're going to sweep. I don't think you are, people. One, there's not enough seats up to matter. And two, not in the House. I'm not talking about the Senate. I'm talking about the House. I just don't see it. And if he stays, at the rate he's going, he will have completed his entire agenda in under 3 years. I don't think any president in history has ever done that, ever. I don't know any president that's ever completed an agenda while in office. So this will be just stunning. He'll get reelected in a landslide. And if his poll numbers keep climbing, if the election was held right now, he would have murderized Hillary. I mean, as he was, he won 31 states. I was listening to Hillary the other day. I could not believe this bitch said this. Oh, well, all the important people voted for me, really? All right, man. I'm sorry to tell you, Hillary, but most of us in the country does not consider California important, other than for sending us avocados and just be a royal pain in the ass to the rest of the country and taking $500 billion a year from us. We don't really consider all California like great. I just wanted to let you know. Most people like New York because it's New York, you know, not the state as much as the city. But they like the city. New York's in New York. It's a pass. Chicago, not so much, guys. Y'all like New Orleans. Y'all just shit. New Orleans, Chicago, and Baltimore. Unfortunately, guys, y'all just can't seem to stand a shit. And Florida, what the fuck is going on down there? Have y'all all just lost it? Government, are you not spraying the chemtrails down there to calm these people down? What the hell's going on? Oh, I got it, Gene. It's all the liberals, Yankees moving down from up north. I don't think you can blame them for that shit. I'm sorry. Look, I like to pick on them as much as anybody, but I don't think you can blame them for that. No. Oh, I'm not saying that some of them might have been liberal, but no, not all of them. Well, you know that stupid idiot. What's his name? Oh, man, I can't believe I already forgot these two boys' names. Shame on me, man. I cannot believe that. What is his name? Mark Zimmer. He was a retard liberal. Oh, no, he wasn't a liberal. He was probably a conservative. He was probably a retard conservative at that. God, I shouldn't even do that. That's offending people who are mentally challenged. The guy was a... Oh, I don't know if you should have went to jail. But anyway, moving away from that conversation, because that's not actually what's going on today. Let's move on. Now, here's Trump, exclusive Trump to boost exports of lethal drones to more U.S. allies. The smell of money. I was going to say it smell of napalm, but in this case, it's the smell of money. Yeah, really. I mean, it's you just got to kind of wonder about all of this stuff sometimes. What the hell's going on? U.S. Hey, we need to make some money. I guess we're going to sell some military armor. I wish we'd find other ways to make our money. I gotta be honest with you, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. Actually, John, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. It's coming up in the feed in just a minute. He was actually asking me about the Maryland shooting. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. This one is just Florida woman allegedly gouged out mother's eyes before telling deputies I'm a murderer. Really? And you wonder why people are so fucking messed up, right? I'm just saying, people, it's you know, what drove her to this? And look, it's a Florida woman. You know, there's a comedian thing I listen to in the mornings of work sometimes, and they got this song called The Florida Man, because there's always so much crazy crap going on in Florida. I might have to borrow that song. Because really, I mean, people are just getting whacked. And now I'm listening to these congresswomen and congressmen today talking about, well, we're going to have to come down on video games. We're going to have to come down on social media. And, well, if you're going to come down on social media, you're going to come down on media and it's fake bullshit. I mean, just look at the last 18 months of crap we had to hear from CNN and NBC that was utterly and totally false. So if we're going to be cracking down, let's make sure we're cracking down on everybody. Well, it's like the Facebook thing, you know, 50 million Facebook people got their information lost on Facebook when doing the last election. Well, here's the government today saying, well, we're going to fine them $40,000 per person. That's 50 million. That's $2 trillion. Well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg might be rich, but he ain't got $2 trillion. Mm-hmm. There ain't many people on the planet, but government's got $2 trillion. So the thing about this is why isn't Google being fined or Microsoft? I've never seen them take them kind of fines. What happened to these last three big hacks that we were all kind of things like, man, my brain is just frying today. Brinks. I mean, they had all kinds of stuff stolen last year. And then we know people like Target have had their stuff stolen. Walmart has had stuff stolen. Why ain't they getting 40,000 fines per person? And theirs were even worse because it was credit card information. Yeah. Facebook, it was more just your Facebook account and your username and email. These other companies are costing you money, and yet they're not getting fined as much. Why is this? Why all of a sudden we're going to pick on Facebook, but we're going to let Google, who now have probably leaked 300 or 400 million people stuff. Come on, Google has sold more than a billion per pieces of personal information since they've been in business. Why ain't they paying for all of that? They didn't get my permission to sell my information. And it was funny because Credit Karma sent me a thing today about six different times since 2006 or 2004 that my email and one of my codes were leaked by one of these companies. It's just ridiculous. So, I mean, we're gonna hate on one. We need to hate on all of them equally. And then after we sue these and all these companies pay this $3 or $4 trillion is going to total up to be, then every American should be given about $5 million. And the rest of the world can go, wow, did you see what just happened in America? Everybody became millionaires overnight. Yes, you're probably right. Your cooks will probably be $5 a piece, but still, you'd be a millionaire. I'm just saying. This next story, Florida 16-year-old allegedly beats friend to death with a baseball bat over a girl. Really? So that's what I'm saying. What is with these people? What the hell is going on here? Is it because there's 7.6 billion people on the planet and there's just so many people and so much stuff going on all the time? Or is it the media that makes this into like a fantasy thing, almost like a game? I don't know, but I know a lot of people are trying to blame, other than where it's supposed to be, they're trying to blame video games and they're trying to blame Facebook or social media and they're trying to blame media and movies. You can to an extent. Now, let's be honest. When I was a kid growing up, there weren't school shootings. There were never, I don't think in 40 of my first years on the planet, I heard more than about two. Now, they're becoming weekly. Yeah, weekly. Just like the female teacher thing, that's becoming weekly. There is something malfunctioning in our country. And you're not going to blame it. You're not blaming the right things. You know, why was there no, look at it like this. When I was 16 years old, I could have bought a gun anywhere. I could have bought a damn shotgun when I was 16. By the time I was 18, I owned like 17 different guns. By the time I was 21, we don't even want to get into that. It's, and I never killed anybody with guns. Guns were way easier to get back then, and they were hardly ever used even in crimes. Other than mafia shit and stuff like that, they weren't even hardly used in crimes. This is a relatively thing in the last 20 or 30 years. And really, the excel of violence in school shootings has come under the last two liberal presidents, Clinton and Obama. Obama was ridiculous. Clinton, there was a lot. Bush, I think, was like 11, the kind we're talking about. Under Obama, it was 182. What the hell? That's more. In case you didn't know this, there were more school shootings under Obama than all the rest of the presidents combined. I didn't know if y'all knew this or not. Do we blame Obama or do you blame his administration? Something they were doing was making the country feel unsettled. And the country still feels unsettled. It's settling down a little bit more because it actually, you're hearing less school shootings this year than you did under Obama's last year. But still, still the country feels unsettled. There's something not right. And blaming the guns is not going to fix what's causing this. In case y'all don't realize, some guy in Boston, some girl in Boston, I don't want to be, you know, they've had, what, five bombs now? One blew up in the FedEx place today, so that's five. They had nowhere closer to catching this guy. And I've said this before, this is what happens when you threaten to take guns away. And, you know, I've used the Boston bombing as an example. Because bombs are going to kill way more people and do way more damage if they're done right. So if you take all the guns away, then you only leave things like 18-wheelers and knives and guns, and I mean knives and bombs. And like I said on previous shows, more people are killed by knives than rifles. I keep hearing this ban AR-15s, but nobody ever wants to talk about machetes and knives. Knives are ridiculous how many people they kill. But I don't see you wanting to ban your knife. You know why? Because if you ban regular knives, you're going to ban kitchen knives. You can't ban knives like you can't ban cars, which kill more people than guns. Not only do cars kill more people than guns, they maim more people, and they plunk the fucking planet on top of them. But still, y'all don't want to talk about that because, oh, no, I'm a liberal. I'm not giving up my four-ton SUV I'm driving around to toss out carbon like I drink water. It's ridiculous. The hypocrisy in this country, especially amongst the liberal media and liberals in general, is just ridiculous. Until I see Anderson Cooper give up his ride limousines or any of our congressmen or congresswomen give up their armed security or anybody gives up their armed security or everybody, I should say, I don't even want to hear us talk about guns. You're not taking my gun away and leaving the guns in the criminals' hands. You have not been able to get guns out of the criminals' hands in my whole 55 years on the planet. And that's not going to change anytime soon. Because you know what will happen if you take away Americans? I'll just buy them from Mexico or from Canada. I mean, sometimes you got to wonder, when you look at the Democrats, have they really, truly become this ignorant? I don't know what happened to my favorite party. I mean, I just don't get it. Y'all were the Way Party. Y'all were the party that was going to show us how I like to call it the Peace, Love, and Light Party. But you're not. Hillary's a war hawk. Obama killed more people with drones and how lying they hit about it than anybody I don't even want to talk about. I mean, you have lied, cheated, and stolen for the last 10 years nonstop. You have been busted over and over and over, and you have still not learned your lesson. I'm listening to Hillary and running around India right now saying, why she lost? Hillary, you lost because you were the most corrupt person in politics. That's why you lost. And if America wasn't sure about it, when, of course, all those lovely things that WikiLeaks let out on you came out, well, it was confirmed that you were the most corrupt bitch in politics. And hence, you didn't get elected. You had nothing to do with anything more. And to be frank, I don't think the country wanted any more liberalism. We had enough. You weren't taking care of the economy. Your best GDP in 8 years was a 1.3. Trump said a year he's got a 3.6, headed for a 5. Oh, yeah, let 5. I remember, this is a quote. This is Mr. Obama, State of the Union quote. 1.3 is the new norm for the GDP. This is what liberal politics gets you. Your new GDP of 1.3, which would have just put America so far in debt that every country in the world we would have been behind. That was the most ignorant thing. Shows you right there, he had no business being in the White House. None. First off, I don't even think poor people should be allowed to run the country. I'm not going to lie about it. And Obama was a poor person. Why? Because, all right, dude. You know, I make a decent salary. I know a lot of people who do. I don't understand. I wouldn't understand how to run the economy of the United States. I could read books and everything for the next 100 years. It wouldn't matter. Donald Trump runs a $9 billion corporation. He does understand how to play the game, how to work people, and how money works. And you can see it just what he's done in the last 12 months. He understands that. He understands how to make money. You don't get to a 3.8 GDP because you don't understand economy. And everything that Soros and all the liberals said was going to happen didn't happen. The market didn't crash. It kept breaking records. Even when he did the tariffs, oh, God, it's the end of the economy. Oh, my God, it's Rachel Maddow, Anderson Cooper. Oh, my God, it's the end. Every liberal and imam on every... And guess what? You were wrong yet again. I'm actually getting tired of saying you were wrong yet again. The economy's booming. And he did the right thing. And because all these other countries put tariffs on us, they really couldn't say anything because they knew he was right. Hence, nothing happened. Again. I don't know what it is. Liberals, I don't understand why you were so wrong about this guy. I know you hate, okay? I know you felt like the country was stolen from you, even though it wasn't. You lost it. I've been saying for years and years that, you know, I predicted the House going 2 years when Obama passed Obamacare. I said, whoop, they went to House. And sure enough, they went to House. I said, 2 years later, they went to Senate. And I said, you're not going to get him back as long as he's president. And you didn't. And not only that, the country gave him even a stronger majority, a minority in the House, in the House and the Senate, and gave him the White House. Even though it was Donald Trump, they still gave him the White House. That should tell you right there, liberals, that all 17 candidates, 18 candidates the GOP put up, he ended up being our president. That's how far left you went that the country felt like it needed to come that far back right. I just seen our authorities responding to another report of an explosion in Austin. It'll be 6. Yeah, ban them guns. See if that stops that bomb. Yeah. You know, it's like the other day a guy's telling me, well, you don't think what the children were doing right? I said, dude, you do realize there's a reason why there's a voting age. I said, you do realize that, right? I said, you also do realize we don't let anyone under the age of 36 get into politics. I said, there's a reason why. Because people under the age of 35 think with their hormones, whether they say 30 and under, think with their hormones and not with their head. It's instinct. It's a part of who and what we are. It's part of our biology. We learned that. We all knew that. You can't have that. You know how many wars? It's just such a stupid thing. So you're telling me that a 16-year-old kid understands gun law, gun control better than I do, right? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because if you are, you're just an idiot. Yeah, it's not even close to the truth. I'm a gun owner. I understand my guns. I understand how to kill people, what to do people. Still, I'm not out there shooting people up. And like I said, in my teenage years, in my 20s, this wasn't something that happened. This wasn't a common thing. A school shooting was not anything common. And it's common. I mean, come on, just in the last month, there's been 5 of them. Yeah. The one in Maryland, though, I don't see some of these I don't consider to be school shootings. I know you liberal media got to lump them all together, but it's like in today in Maryland, it sounds like more of a girl broke over to her boyfriend came to school and shot her and her new boyfriend. That's what it sounds like. And because there was a cop there, he stopped. He shot the cop. So I guess Trump's right about guns in schools. They do save lives. Because if the guy was a bad shooter, he got shot before he could shoot anybody else. No, John, he was a deputy. He was like a liaison officer. You know, like cops you see at bars and just places working out the door. They're not actually on duty. They're off duty, but they're working. Yeah, it's like a side job almost, and it worked. But see, this is where me and Trump differ. Trump and I differ is the fact that I can see guns in schools. I just don't think they should be in everyday people's hands. If you're trained for, yes, retired policemen, off-duty policemen, ex-military, and maybe teachers who have been specially trained to handle guns in these situations like they do in Colorado. I got to give Colorado credit for being the pothead state. They sure took this bull by the horns and are running with it. You know, the teachers that do have guns have to go through training. They have to actually be requalified 4 times a year. They go through special training for this. They put them in situations to see what's going to happen to them. So it might be a little bit different. But other than that, I don't think just Joe Smo should own a gun. Come on, we've already had one teacher left it on a toilet. Another teacher shot themselves in the foot by trying to take it out of their shoe. Another blew a hole through a purse. I'm just saying, not everybody should have a damn gun is all I'm saying. But you can't take away from everyone. I mean, that's just ignorance. And don't blame. And still, gun violence in the United States has been steadily going down for 30 years. Yeah, they may not have been school shootings back in the day. There were a lot of mobs shooting each other up and a lot of gangs shooting each other. Yeah, I lived in a town that had gang violence, and then we didn't because we had a guy called Harry Lee. And Harry Lee decided that if there was more than 3 people, it was a gang, and you were getting arrested. And that went on for about 4 or 5 years, and guess what? There weren't no more gangs. Yeah, they went and lived in other cities. I don't know. It's just one of them things. Sometimes you get good law enforcement, sometimes you don't. Last male North White Rhino dies after health complications. Damn, hate to hear that. Close to extinction. White House defends Trump's congratulations to Putin. Now, liberals, why wouldn't he call Putin? Putin called him. He controls the second most powerful country in the world. Even when it was communist, we would still call him and say, hey. You know, it just tells you what I'm saying about the media. It's a joke. I mean, shit like this is just a joke. Why wouldn't the President of the United States congratulate the President of Russia? Yeah, we all agree that it's a fake bullshit, but still, it's how they do things there. Girl critically hurt in high school shooting. That's what we were talking about earlier in Maryland. And that's what I was telling you, they suspect a relationship. Frank, I'm actually on the News on the Flip Side Facebook page. Yeah, we post anywhere from 15 to 40 articles a day. Just everyday news, you know, daily news. So that you can see it. So you can go back and find stories from way back. But no, we do it because, you know, so it's for the news feed. And, you know, the host, different hosts that do news, we use it for the shows. Then I'm not the only one posting it, but I mean, it just makes it easier to do shows. Like, y'all are watching me scroll as we're doing the show tonight. It's just an added feature to have video to the shows. Okay. Now, this is over the $50 million we were talking about earlier. Their CEO is now, let's just say he's in deep shit, leave it at that. We're not talking about it anymore because we talked about it earlier, but, oh, these are shows in a network, as you heard here first. Spaced Out Radio. Of course, you're listening to the News on the Flip Side right now. Here we go. U.S. actually agrees with Iran and Syria, says Turkey is helping ISIS by attacking Afrin. You don't think we agree with them? I'm sorry, somebody posted something that was naughty. I couldn't read that on. It's all right. There's no way I can read that on the air, but. Anyway, moving on. Why Russia and Assad and Iran combined don't stand a chance against just 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. Actually, this is a good article. Y'all should read it. Basically, what they're talking about is because we do have 2,000 troops there, but it's kind of misleading. We have huge forces in the Middle East. We have several big bases there with lots of assets. We're just going to call them assets. That's why when Russia tried that 700 soldier thing against us, it was like, really?
Give me some, you know what? We need some air support here, please. Air support, yeah, what you got for us coming in? Oh, we're going to send what? 39 cruise missiles, oh shit!
Actually, I apologize. The 39 cruise missiles was in retaliation for that strike. They use actually helicopters to support and mortar rounds to wipe out those troops. It was, didn't even look like it was an effort on the U.S. military side. And then because of that, we launched 39 cruise missiles. Now remember, Russia has advanced air-to-air defenses there. And somehow or another, those 39 missiles got through. So that's why they're saying it's not a much of a deal. And besides, I don't think Russia's going to, you know, push it. He doesn't want to lose face in his country right now. Button up against the United States, somewhere along the line, he's going to lose. So he will lose face. This was just in passing. Pennsylvania college student who vanished in Bermuda is found dead. I caught the story a couple of days ago when we had talked about it, but it's... seems like more broad now. I've been hearing a few more U.S. students get killed here and there. It's like the two in Mexico that were killed, and there was one down in, actually, it was two down in Tijuana that were killed, and a couple were killed in Cancun. Damn, Mexico is dangerous for Americans, but it's not just there. Other places around the world seem to be, I don't know if it's the stupid Americans putting their noses where it don't belong or just a luck of the draw, but it does seem to be getting a little more dangerous. In certain parts of Mexico, there is travel warning. So if y'all are traveling to South America, check it out, because there are places. It doesn't matter if you're American or not. You can be any other country. If you're not from that country, you probably shouldn't be going there. Yeah. Oh, you see that on the screen right now, do you? Okay, yeah. NASA plans to use nukes to blow up giant asteroid. Now, you know, I've heard for two decades now that no nuke we have on this planet could take out an asteroid because the asteroid's moving too fast. The most we could hope to do with nukes is maybe nudge it over. If it's far enough down and we would that nuke's inside of it, we might be able to nudge it over. But we wouldn't, you know, head on, we couldn't do any damage now. Remember, there was a rumor there for a while, and there was some evidence, but not enough, that said that George Bush was developing planet busters for this purpose, actually. They call them planet busters because one nuke should be able to split the planet. Now, that would have to be, you know, I don't know, half billion megatons or something. Yeah, things like that shouldn't even be allowed to be built just for the accidental crap. But for detonation in space against something like that, it would well be worth it. But maybe they should be built in space. Of course, then we can just aim them back at Earth and we can... we used to probably have nukes in space. Now we got tungsten rods. Yeah. We got these rods we can just drop out of space. If it was to hit Moscow dead center, it would flatten Moscow. Wouldn't be no radiation whatsoever, though. It was like if we redirected an asteroid out of city. Or meteor, I should say. Asteroid's a little too big, but... that's basically what it is. There's I forgot the name of it now. Thunder of the Gods, or there's actually Thor. There's a couple of different names of it, but the one's supposed to have been up there for about a decade now. It's supposed to be badass too. Well, just recently it came up in a conversation with the Pentagon as being used as retaliation on Kim Jong-un because it doesn't leave any radiation. And we could just say it was an asteroid strike. Oh, look how lucky. Asteroids wiped out his whole nuclear program. How in the hell could that have happened? If it's top secret, it's top secret. I'm just saying, it's kind of funny to me. Maybe it's directional. Maybe it's shaped charge nukes. We'll have to wait and see. Now, I've heard a lot of speculation on it and a lot of different things about it, but the articles vary so much. It's kind of a waste of time because... depending on who you're reading, it works out differently. Sister, NYC nanny who killed two children, blamed parents for slaying. Yeah, bitch. You're an idiot. This one right here, I could play the video for y'all, but I don't know who's watching. It might be some young children, so we're not going to actually do that. But a street vendor brutally beaten near Exo Park. Yeah, actually, you can see he gets a living crap beat. He's on Cali, and he gets just the bejesus beat out of him. You know, Chris, when I seen that first, when I first read this article, I thought they were talking about New York, but they were talking about Cali. Oh, that was at Los. Oh man, I want to say Alamos, but it's Cali. You know what? When I scroll up, I'll get y'all the name and tell you. Yeah, you're talking about the city that is said Scrooge Sanctuary City in Cali. Yeah, it's it. Oh, Ping says China will fight a bloody battle to regain rightful place in world and blistering nationalist speech. Good for you, Ping. You know we ain't tolerating that crap. So you just go and talk shit to your country. All you want, we do the same thing. So I'm not going to say. A strange sea creature appeared on Georgia Beach. Is mystery solved? They think it was a basking shark, by the way. No, no, it's a spoiler. Spoiler alert. Oh, this next one is the brother who went and shot at the Parkland school. His brother keeps going in there and skateboarding, so they arrested him. They told him he can't come in here and do it. He said he was there to soak up the ambiance, whatever the hell that means. Yeah. He might need watching. Here we go. Fifth package bomb goes off in Texas, injures one at FedEx. But now this is getting to be a regular thing here. All right. Now I just told you while we've been live, there have been another one found, a bomb number 6. It is getting out of control. I mean, I'm not sure how they're going to work this out or what they're going to do, but they're going to have to start figuring this out. And I'm thinking, as a society, we need to figure out a better mental health program. I'm just saying, guys. I mean, obviously, we need to work on mental health in the United States because there's too much of this shit going on. Look, I like being able to wander around and do whatever I want. You know, I usually know what places not to go and to stay out of trouble. Here, you just don't even know. People just go whack-ass stupid. I mean, oh, we're out enjoying a concert in Las Vegas and some idiot gets in the hotel room and starts shooting at you. Right, that was wrong, dude. No, I wouldn't have tried shooting back with pistols, man. No way I would get, you probably couldn't even penetrate the glass, but I'd have had a rifle with me. That might have been a different story. No, we don't need vigilante groups. We need better training for our police officers, better pay for our police officers. And we need to start screening kids. We need to start paying more attention to our children in school is what we need to do. Obviously, I mean, if you listen to half of these shooters, it was because they were bullied or couldn't get the kind of attention they need. This is a failure on the school system's part. And then wait, and we've said this before, this doesn't really happen in Christian schools or Jewish schools or even inner city schools. These are generally white suburbia America schools. I'm just saying. No, because the other day I listened to some guy, he's ranting and raving, oh, it's all because they're blacks. What the hell's it got to do with black people? They're not shooting each other in the damn schools. This is white suburban America shit. And this needs to be figured out. We need to understand why this is going on. And we need to start paying more attention in schools. In every school there is. Whether it doesn't matter what neighborhood it is or who's going to it, we need to pay attention to what's in the damn schools. And start listening to these kids. And you know what, kids? You know, tattletaling sucks. I have to agree. I never really liked it, you know, when I was in school. You know, I always thought it was the wrong thing to do. But when it comes to stuff like this, when you see kids being abused and bullied, you need to report it. And school should have a system that can be reported anonymously. And now with everybody having cell phones in your hand, a lot of times you'll be able to get the evidence just by going, oh, look, I got your ass. And it can save lives, people. Because obviously, people are not getting the treatment or the help they need. And it just seems to be stupid the way things go on like this. And in case y'all didn't know, there are states that have never had school shootings. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised which ones they are, too. Wait, no, it's a conservative or a liberal thing. No, I don't think that's what it is. No, because liberals have done and conservatives have done. a good chunk of your shootings are in the middle of, you know, the upper middle part of the country or in the upper East Coast. And then, of course, you got the lower East Coast. Matter of fact, if you think about this, a lot of the shootings are along the East Coast from top to bottom. Oh, yeah. Oh, the thing about you East Coasters, man, we're going to have to talk. I mean, I'm always picking on them Cali people, but we're going to have to rethink this, man. What's going on over here? I don't know, but it's something that needs to be looked into in a different way than every time that happens. And it's always the same thing. Liberals, this is your fault, too, by the way. Oh, first thing you hear, Parkland shooting. We need to ban guns. We need to ban guns. We need to ban guns. That's not going to solve it. You just got to make a bomb. I mean, you can find out how to make a bomb on the internet in about 8 minutes. Shit, anybody who's shot fireworks understands how to make a bomb. It's don't take the skill. Yeah, you want to make something sophisticated, take skill. Just to blow shit up, it don't take that much skill. Y'all remember what happened to the building in Oklahoma? That was manure, basically. Well, I'm sorry. It was, whatchamacallit? Feed. I'm still saying it wrong. My brain is getting just like mush. I had to have a coffee. That's what it is. I knew there was something afoot. If people want to kill people, they're going to find ways to kill people. So what we need to do is find the people who want to kill people and keep them from killing people. No, we don't want pre-crime bullshit either before anybody starts on that. What I'm saying is we need to start paying more attention at work, at home, at school. Be aware. Don't use it for vengeance or ways to get even with people. Oh, let me turn him in and say he's crazy. This, that, other thing. But be aware. And you know what? When you see somebody being bullied, step up. I used to do it in school all the time. Got my ass whipped a couple times for it, too. Whipped a couple of asses for it, too. But shit, one of the best friends I ever made and still are friends with is because somebody was bullying me. And I walked up and punched the son of a bitch in the face. And I was in third grade and he's in fifth grade. And I still didn't care. You shouldn't let people bully people. You just shouldn't. It means you're a coward is what it means, okay? That's what it means. If you stand by and watch someone bully someone, you're a coward. You are no better than the person bullying that person because you didn't say or do anything. And you're right, Tris, there are safety in numbers. I know people want to get involved. They don't want to get involved. But you know what? That's the attitude America's taking. Don't get involved. And America's swirling a drain. So guess what? It's time to get involved again. Start paying attention and get involved. Getting involved in your kids' lives, getting involved in your family's lives, getting involved in everything. Make sure your country is going to be safe for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. Because a lot of people alive today will live long enough to see their great-great-grandchildren. Do you want to hear about one of them being shot up in school? No, you don't. So get off your ass and start paying attention and help people. It's just how it works out. Anyway, we got to get out of here because coming up next is going to be Michael Angley with Discovery Paranormal. He'll be up right in just a few minutes, so y'all can catch him up. Thank you, John. Well, no, it's the news feed from the site, and you can catch it on there. Occasionally, you'll see promos like that. You know, that's Paranormal Connections with Christina George. That's After Hours with Joel and Eric. Just different shows, Spaced Out Radio with Dave Scott. You know, you'll just see, because we're scrolling sometimes with me, and this is Kim Young-Jung committed to denuclearization. It's a great Euro News article. By the way, in case you don't know, we do post articles from like Yahoo and MSN. We also post articles from Euro News, you'll catch, which we even get to talk about right tonight. There's quite a bit of it, actually. If you scroll through your site, you'll see it. Israel arrests French settlement for smuggling weapons to Palestinians. You know, they signed a date for Brexit so that, you know, England can leave the EU. There's lots of good stuff like that. So you can go check it all out. It's interesting stuff. It's a lot to keep up with. But anyway, I've got to get out of here because coming up next is Discovery Paranormal with Michael Angley. Of course, followed by Voice of the People with Gregory Miller. Good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, MUSIC, at checkout. and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code MUSIC. That's M-U-S-I-C, because without it,
no free stuff.
That's MUSIC at adamandeve.com.